and welcome to the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View. I'm Bruce Salen, and today's topic is, as usual, based on this week's A Dad's Point of View column, which is called Habits, Routines, and Rituals. My columns can be found in over 100 newspapers and websites worldwide, or just go to BruceSalen.com. BruceSalen.com has been completely revamped. It looks great. It's very green, which you'll understand when you see it. So I hope you'll go visit. I'm very excited about the relaunched and redesigned site. There will be lots of new features that will be coming out soon, so stay tuned. Today we have a return to the Bruce Salen Show heyday, in which I have the best threesome of guests. We have Wayne Levine for the men's room, Pastor Drew Sams for teen rap, and the return of Jim Scheinberg for family financial matters. If you have something you'd like to discuss with me or for me to discuss on air, certainly write me at bruce@brucesalen.com. You can also follow me on Twitter @BruceSalen, and please like the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page, where we have well over 4,000 moms and dads from around the world liking us and following the various theme days we have on that page: Music Monday, Wednesday Words, Friday Funnies, and Faith Sunday, among other things. We have a new store at BruceSalen.com, so when you go there, you can buy some T-shirts and other lots of cool things to buy that all bear the images of Avug Designs, who does the great artwork for the Because I Said So comic strip. The new one is called An Elvis Valentine's Day. Dad, the character in the comic, does like Elvis, and you will see him go to the max as Elvis in the new comic strip. I also have a new column out on 12most.com. It is my 20th column for them, and it's in honor of Valentine's Day, which, as we all know, is coming up shortly. It's called The 12 Most Classic Romantic Songs for Valentine's Day. And in compiling that list, it inspired something from me. I think I mentioned last week that there was a really interesting article in the Wall Street Journal by Elizabeth Bernstein called Meet the Marriage Breaker, or was it called something else? But it was all about nagging being the number one problem between couples in marriage. So on hearing again, one of my favorite romantic songs, a love song, is actually favorite pop songs of all time, Cuando, Cuando, Cuando by Engelbert Humperdinck, I thought it needed to be rewritten, and I did my first vlog and sang a cappella my version of Cuando, 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 which is called When Will You Stop Nagging Me? When will you stop nagging me? Tell me Cuando, Cuando, Cuando. We could share a love divine. If you just stop nagging me, when will you say yes to me? Tell me quando, quando, quando. You mean happiness to me. Oh, my darling, tell me when. Every moment's a day. Every day seems a lifetime. If you'd stop your nagging ways, we'd have love beyond compare. I can't wait a moment more. Tell me quando, quando, quando. When will you stop nagging me? Oh, my darling, tell me when. Every moment's a day. Every day seems a lifetime. If you'd stop your nagging ways, we'd have joy beyond compare. Oh, my darling, I love you so. Won't you please stop nagging me?
I have no shame, and if you would like to see what that looks like, go to YouTube and look up the nagging song. I am trying to get my wife to do a rebuttal, but she is a little less extroverted than I am. As you know, Dad Chat is every Thursday, and for my local listeners in Santa Barbara that hear it live, my show on Thursdays, tonight's Dad Chat has the very incredible Angela Myers as co-host. We will be talking about her You Matter movement, so please do join us. And for my listeners in Cincinnati and Wisconsin, excuse me, in Cleveland and Wisconsin and in Alaska, you can join Dad Chat any Thursday. And for my listeners on CPR, just follow the Dad Chat hashtag. Sponsor slots are still open for your company or your individual business if you'd like to be a sponsor of the Bruce Salen Show, which of course reaches all sorts of moms and dads. So if that's your demographic, just email me at bruce@brucesalen.com. It is time for the next A Dad's Point of View life lesson. So are we ready, Richard? Here we go.
You got to accentuate the positive E-L-M-I. I need the negative. Mm-hmm. Latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In Between.
All right.
You gotta spread joy.
I'm Bruce Allen, and this is A Dad's Point of View. Delayed gratification is a good thing. Have your kids learned the power and joy of delayed gratification? Have you? Learning to wait, to save, and earn something is much like self-esteem in that it's better to earn it than just be given it. It's much easier for dad and mom to just give in to the cries and desperation of our kids. I want that, mommy, or daddy, please. Teach them about real life. We all wait for things, and often it makes getting them that much sweeter. I'm Bruce Allen. Find me at BruceAllen.com, and please be the best dad or mom you can be.
Bruce Allen, that's one of you.
Well, what do you think about that? Are you teaching your kids to have delayed gratification, or if they cry or whine enough, do you give in? I would suggest that the current generation of parents, or particularly my generation of parents, the boomer parents, over guilt with both mom and dad working, often are giving in to their kids too much and not teaching them the value of delayed gratification. Something to think about. So today's topic is habits, routines, and rituals. Every family and every individual have their own habits and routines and rituals. And I suggest some of the fondest memories we all carry are from the better rituals that our families may have carried on. For me, it was time around the dinner table. And that has become a ritual in my own family. I've often talked about the value of the family dinner and the value of having that family dinner with no electronics allowed. A lot of families just don't find time to sit down and eat. We have a family dinner less frequently than we used to because my boys are teens, but we do sit down almost every Friday night. And we have a ritual that I cherish and we have done since the boys were old enough to speak. And that is we go around the table and we share with each other the best and worst things that happened to us that week, with only one worst allowed so that it doesn't become a whining fest. And what has happened over the years, and the same thing is asked of guests that join us if they're willing to participate, what has happened is it stimulates interesting conversation, and the boys sometimes open up on things that we might not otherwise have known about. So it's one of those rituals that I really enjoy, and I'm glad that we have done, and I am so curious if my boys have their own families, will they perpetuate that ritual themselves? We will see. Among the rituals I remember so fondly were some of the things my mom made for dinner. She made kugel, noodle kugel. Now, kugel is a sort of a Jewish traditional dish that's usually made in a casserole dish. But my mother, because of the way our family liked the crisp edges, she created her own idea of making kugel, which is to make them in cupcake tins. So that basically every portion of each individual little cupcake kugel was crispy. Very smart, and I've carried on that tradition, though unfortunately I did not write down my mother's recipe. And since she is now gone about 4 or 5 years, it is definitely a fond memory from a ritual that my mother did in our home. What are the family rituals that you remember well? What are the family rituals that you're building up? I think these rituals really define a family. Another thing that I think most people really reflect on are certain family vacations. My family was not very, well off. So we only went on, in my whole childhood, two big family vacations. One was a cruise in the Caribbean, and one was a four-island hop, you know, trip in Hawaii. And those just stayed with me. My kids have been all over the place, and I wonder how many of those trips will have the same impact on them that those two trips of my whole childhood had on me. Anyway, we are nearly out of time. Coming up, as usual, will be Wayne Levine for The Men's Room. Again, if you want to reach me, you can follow me at Twitter or write me at bruce@brucesallen.com. But stay tuned for The Men's Room with Wayne Levine.
Say yes to me. Tell me, quando, quando, quando. You mean happiness to me.